Radio Free Redoubt begins in 5, 4, 3, 2...
Good morning, Christian Crusader Patriots. Welcome to the Morning Commute with JJS and Lady Liberty, coming at you from the Free Zones. Good morning, Lady Liberty.
Well, good morning to you, and good morning, everyone out there. Welcome to Wiffle Bat Wednesday.
Yes.
Got him.
Got him good.
That's yep. Line them up.
A welt.
That's right. Line them up. They've got it coming. Boy, there's some interesting things happening. You know, it goes a little bit on both sides right now, as we're seeing, you know, we're seeing different states saying we've had enough of this communist garbage and we're not going to stand for any more of it. There's some especially promising news coming out of Alabama, where it says the Alabama Republicans pushed through a measure that bans state funding for diversity, equity, and inclusion programs at public universities, local boards of education, and government agencies, and limits teaching of divisive concepts surrounding race, gender, and identity. Three cheers for that.
Hurrah.
Oh my gosh, that needs to be happening in every state.
Yes, it does. That's also, they call it DEI, you know, diversity, equity, and
that's
inclusion.
That's right, yep.
And so sometimes they don't explain that. They just say, you know, some parents are opposed to the educational DEI programs, but they don't say what it is.
Right.
But...
well, and that's true to their form of... making up their own vocabulary that, you know, they invent their own words and invent their own definitions,
they subvert our language.
Diversity, equity, and inclusion. You know, that's that causes
sustainable democracy. That, it just goes on and on.
It's all of the woke speak that is just atrocious. I purposely used to refuse to learn any of their terms and just, you know, label them for what they were, you know, like, you know, when they wanted to control the outcome of what everybody was going to say or think, they provided all of the answers that you could pick from, right? You know, and of course this is where you're agreeing with them on the answers that they provide for you. And so you just got to stand back and go, you know, I'm not going to do any of that. I'm not even going to step into that swamp right there that you got, because I'm going to think outside the box and reject all of your stupid answers and go with the one that I want instead.
Exactly.
You know, but that's just kind of how they are. And of course, that's called the Delphi technique, you know. So as soon as you know their tactics, you don't even step into their swamp, because they do. They make this miry swamp everywhere they go, and they try to drag you into their war of a million words, and you just reject it all.
And their delusion.
Right.
They want you to play with the inside of their little delusional box.
Yep.
You know, and
where they always win.
Sadly, the fake news plays right along with them.
Yep.
You know, there's... for example, we were just listening to the news yesterday afternoon, and they were saying that, you know, this is going to be a big challenge for the Democrats, because Trump is slightly ahead of Biden in the swing states.
Right.
Slightly ahead.
Yes, slightly.
it's already a landslide. I mean, it's a slaughter. No, it's a bloodbath.
Yes, that's what it is.
It's great.
Oh my gosh.
So, what's funny too, Biden stopped in Las Vegas and he was speaking, and he says, you know, we're winning. He says you can't trust the polls. In other words, don't trust the polls that Trump's ahead, right?
Oh,
so
right.
He cast doubt on the polls. And then he says the last four polls shows us winning.
Oh.
And so what was funny is that the news anchors were scrambling to try to find these polls, and nobody can find these polls that he's supposedly ahead in the last four.
That's right. Well, they live in fantasy land, and they can say whatever they want.
Right.
It doesn't have to be true. You just make it up, you know?
Exactly. The last four polls, it was conducted by unicorns.
Right.
showed Biden ahead.
That's right. That's right. Well, and, you know, we've got several different instances of judges all over the nation doing some interesting things, both pro-American and against American, like apparently here this in this culture war, Justice Brown says the First Amendment hamstrings the government. Well, yes, it does, in fact,
exactly
do that. That is precisely what it is designed to do.
Right.
And so, you know, the fact that they've got a real problem with that means they're communists. You know, that that they can't handle the law. They don't want the law to control anything that they do. But it's funny that they even acknowledged the law instead of just running over it roughshod.
Well, they're acknowledging that they hate it.
Right,
I mean, they're coming right out and saying it.
Right.
Unless it serves their purpose.
Right.
Because while they're hamstringing Americans' rights in many parts of the country to arm themselves, this just came out of Chicago. A U.S. District Court judge ruled earlier this month that completely prohibiting illegal immigrants from possessing firearms is a violation of the Second Amendment. When did the Second Amendment... Right. And we're talking illegal immigrants.
That's right.
Like, it's unlawful that they're even here. The ruling was issued on March 8th by a judge that was appointed by the 44th president, who shall not be named.
Right.
District Judge Sharon Johnson Coleman... She has two last names for some weird reason. Pertains to the case of illegal immigrant, I'll just say Flores. He was charged under the Title 18 U.S. Criminal Code, a measure preventing illegal migrants from possessing firearms.
Right. Well, and see, that's totally crazy because you can't, they have no right to even be here, let alone to possess these firearms. And so on the backhand of that, we've also got the VA determining that they will be taking guns away from veterans. And now this Obama-appointed judge says illegal aliens are entitled to have a constitutional carry. Well,
right.
While the VA is going to try to limit and remove our own veterans' weapons.
Yeah, exactly. So they're arming the invaders.
Yep.
And, you know, once again, I have to remind you that asylum seekers, military-age males who sneak into a country and call themselves asylum seekers don't leave their families behind.
That's right.
Invaders do.
Right.
And, you know, when men go to war, they leave their families behind. So...
Those people leave their families behind, and so do prisoners and people that are let out of insane asylums because they've been dumped here at our border. I mean, directly given a ride right to the border and dumped here. And so after the break, we've got a new ad put out by President Trump's campaign describing the Biden's border bloodbath.
Yes.
And all of these criminals that are just frightening type criminals. I mean, no wonder these countries are kicking their most violent, frightening criminals out of their own prison system so they don't have to support them. And they're dumping them here in our country. And now they're here committing these most disgusting, atrocious, I mean, like psychopath crimes here, and they're not wasting any time starting either, but we'll get to that after the break.
All right, well, sounds good. Well, let's do the word of the day for today here in segment one. And what does the Lord have for us?
Well, today's random turning comes to us from Matthew chapter 24, verses 6-14,
okay.
That reads, "And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars.
Oh.
See that you are not troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famines, pestilences, and earthquakes in various places. All these are the beginning of sorrows. Then they will deliver you up to tribulation and kill you, and you will be hated by all nations for my name's sake.
Wow.
And then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. But he who endures to the end shall be saved. And this gospel of the kingdom will be preached in all the world as a witness to all the nations, and then the end will come." And that's it.
Wow. So here we are.
Here we are.
I mean, everything he said, these are the end times.
That's right. You couldn't have a more accurate description of that, especially this verse 12, and because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold. Well, right. isn't that the case?
Yes.
I mean, lawlessness produces chaos.
Right.
It produces instability. It makes people angry.
Yes.
Because only part of the population is following the law, while the rest is literally getting away with bloody murder.
It's even sanctioned,
right,
by the governments.
Yep.
Unbelievable. And how upside down things are when you have terrorists like Hamas raping, pillaging, plundering, dismembering, murdering, and then you've got people protesting against Israel for defending itself and waving the murderer rapist flags.
That's right. Yeah. As if they're proud of them. You know, how could you?
Right.
And that in and of itself is extremely maddening to see that kind of horrible garbage. And, you know, what's also fascinating here is today is Wifflebat Wednesday, which of course we always play the song that Coleman Underground wrote just for this show, which
that's
is
right.
called Wars and Rumors of Wars. And that's the very first verse. And you'll hear of wars and rumors of wars. See that you are not troubled. And, you know,
everything Christ mentioned there is right out of our headlines.
Exactly.
We're seeing it on a day-to-day basis.
Yep.
And we are isolated from being given up for persecution, you know, turned over for now.
Right.
In America, but all over the world, Christians are being rounded up, they're being hunted down, they're being
That's
slaughtered
right.
or arrested. Or I mean, even in Western countries like England, Ireland, Canada, Australia.
Right.
Preaching from the word, unless it's state-approved message, will land you in jail.
Right.
And they will imprison you for teaching the gospel or teaching, you know, out of the word.
That's right.
So we're seeing every one of those things that he mentioned right now. And the gospel is being spread throughout the world.
Absolutely.
Satellite,
yep.
internet,
yep.
missionaries going into deep places that don't, and of course there's fewer and fewer places that don't even have internet anymore.
Right. Now the whole world gets it.
Yeah. There's yep. radio, shortwave radio. And so the gospel is, one could easily argue the gospel has reached the entire world.
That's right. Well, and then verse 13 is interesting as well because it says, "But he who endures till the end shall be saved." So all of you Christian MAGA patriots out there that might feel weary or tired in this race that we're running, hang in there.
Endure
till the end. We've got here in the word wealth in my Bible, the Hebrew word for endures is hupomino, and it means to hold one's ground in conflict, bear up against adversity, hold out under stress, stand firm, persevere under pressure, wait calmly and courageously. It is not passive resignation to fate and mere patience, but the active, energetic resistance to defeat that allows calm and brave endurance.
Awesome.
That's exactly how we all need to be right now.
Yes, and those are from the Bible notes.
Yeah, that's the word wealth for the Hebrew word endure, which is hupomino.
Great description, great definition.
Yep, absolutely. Where we are enduring till the end by being actively engaged against the evil.
That's right. So listeners, back that up right to that minute mark and yep. listen to it again and write each of those down, and put it on your refrigerator.
That's
put
right.
Put it on your mirror.
That's right. Especially yeah. stand firm and persevere under pressure. There you go.
No kidding. All of them were just outstanding.
Yep, fantastic.
Yeah, those are really great. Well, thank you for that.
Oh,
and
praise
boy,
God.
That is timely and random. I mean,
random right for the word of the day
yeah.
for Wednesday.
Yes. All right. Well, so that was Matthew
chapter 24, verses 6 through 14.
All right. 14. Got it. Okay. Well, let's go ahead and take a break. Thank you for that word.
Yep. Praise God.
Yes. This segment brought to you by JesusAppears.com, helping you to get rapture ready for his return. It's imminent. It could come at any moment, this month, this year, next year. It's coming soon.
That's right. I mean,
it is all coming to a head. So don't get left behind. Learn what that means. Go to JesusAppears.com. Stick around. Segment two is coming up right after these messages.
Because we cannot get re-elect, we cannot win this re-election. Excuse me, we can only re-elect Donald Trump.
A constitutional republic, not a democracy. The ideal of a democracy is universal equality. The ideal of a constitutional republic is individual liberty. A democracy always degenerates into dictatorship, which promises government-guaranteed equality and security, but it delivers nothing but poverty and serfdom for the people it robs and rules. America was founded as a constitutional republic to safeguard the liberties of the people against the tyranny of democracy or of one-man dictatorship. In this century, great strides have been made toward the goal of subverting our republic into a democracy. The foremost tactic of the subverters is subversion of language. By calling America a democracy until people thoughtlessly accept and use the term, the totalitarians have obscured the real meaning of our principles of government.
Welcome back, Patriots. Segment two of the Morning Commute here with JJS and Lady Liberty. Segment two brought to you by Prepping 2.0, helping to take your preps to the next level. And the website is prepping2-0.com. Well, Lady Liberty, got these news items lined up here?
Oh, yes, we do, everyone. Welcome back to Wiffle Bat Wednesday. Oh, my gosh. This is why I wrote the congressional bill to ban all electronic voting machines nationwide. Check this out. Michigan lawyer Stephanie Lambert is arrested by U.S. Marshals in D.C., following a court appearance for submitting evidence of numerous crimes, including internal emails from the Dominion voting systems to law enforcement. And, you know, we had already gone over Ryan Germany, who had Georgia's voting machine passcodes.
Right.
And he basically, he would turn those over to the Carter Center based in Beijing, China, where they managed to fudge 104,000 votes in that Georgia race, which gave the Senate the Democrat majority.
Yes.
And so here we've got egregious election crime associated with these Dominion and Smartmatic voting systems,
right,
where they've got passcodes that they send straight to China, and China switches them all around and sends them back.
Now, if you guys remember, just real quick, the Carter Center was center stage in the stolen Arizona elections.
Yep.
The Carter Center is a nonprofit watchdog type of group who overlooks election integrity to verify that elections are being ran transparently and fairly. And so they audit the elections and oversee the election process. The Carter Center, the number one financial supporter is the Communist Chinese Party. Number two is Bill Gates.
Yep.
And there's then a whole list of people after that, but those are the main players. This is anything but transparent or, it's criminal. It's treasonous.
Right. So now we just have to remember, in this new illegitimate installed commie Biden regime, you don't get in trouble for cheating in our elections, only exposing the cheaters. And so to think that U.S. Marshals actually arrested this attorney for submitting evidence of election fraud.
I'm interested to find out what precisely the charges were that they arrested her on.
Right, exactly. What type of there's nothing illegal.
Classified information? Was this an illegally acquired wiretap? Was it? I mean, what was their reasoning? I'm just curious to know about that. I'd like to dive into that a little bit more. But still, this is all about.
This is the lawlessness we just read about in Matthew chapter 24,
right.
where people's love grows cold because of this lawlessness that just basically stirs up hatred in your heart toward all of these criminals that are stealing our elections, and they're being appointed into these positions fraudulently, and this is what we're dealing with.
Well, this is why Biden is pretending to be so confident about this election. And he probably is confident, not that he can win against Trump.
Right.
He does not have a chance against Trump. What he's confident about is that he will be crowned the winner.
Well, right, because his people have control of the control button.
This is why they are going to continue to give you fake, lying poll results. The latest four polls show we're winning. They're going to keep saying, even though the polls don't even exist, they're going to give you those poll numbers over and over and over. So when they steal the election in November, they can say the polls showed Biden ahead or Trump just slightly ahead.
Right.
But Biden pulls ahead.
Well, see, when you've got control of the mouthpiece and you're running all of the lies, you can say whatever you want and people just get smoothed right over.
Right.
Well, switching gears to the other crisis that America is in with this wide open border. Breaking news here says Mexico says it won't accept migrants sent back after the U.S. Supreme Court allowed Texas to enforce the immigration law. So check this out. These vicious psychopath murderers that have been let out of prisons and are here killing and butchering, literally butchering people here in our nation now. Mexico doesn't want them back. No kidding. Why would you want all of your Hannibal Lecters back?
No kidding.
After you just release them? My gosh. Well, listen. Well, so we've got this clip here. This is President Trump's new campaign ad that he just released, titled "Biden's Border Bloodbath." There's the bloodbath
there
term for you.
Yep.
And listen to what he has to say.
We've got another tragic story connected to the border crisis. Travis Wolf was just one day away from celebrating his 12th birthday when a woman who was in the United States illegally from Venezuela crashed head-on into his family's Jeep.
Church teacher accused of abusing several children in Montgomery County, Maryland. Tonight, immigration officials tell us he was never supposed to be in the United States in the first place, and he had already been deported twice.
Palm Beach County deputies arrested three undocumented immigrants in Lake Worth Beach on sexual battery charges. According to the arrest affidavit, the three suspects, all from Guatemala, abducted a local woman along the street and threw her inside a truck. Authorities say the men drove off and stopped at a nearby intersection where they sexually assaulted her and filmed it.
The leader of a Colombian street gang, Los Santanias, has been arrested in Texas, where he was seeking asylum. Colombian authorities confirmed that he was one of the seven most wanted murderers in Colombia's capital.
A woman accused in Mexico of several murders and body dismemberments, even removing victims' hearts, is arrested in El Paso. The FBI says Pineda was known for extreme brutality, dismembering bodies, removing hearts, and placing the hearts in front of Santa Muerte statues.
And that is just a small sampling of the stories that are out there. Dozens and dozens and dozens and dozens of stories of these type of atrocities that are happening by people who should never even be here.
That's right.
That doesn't cover the hundreds and hundreds of stories that never get told or reported or that get reported locally that we'll never hear about.
Right. And these are the people that the United Nations has been paying to come here. They've been paying them with our own money, directed through different United States UN programs that are mixed together and facilitated by all of the NGOs and placed all over this nation. And now they're being given the right to vote in the federal elections and being told that they can arm up. And being given free citizenship for joining all our military while we're ousting our own 24,000 Army members.
Yeah. There have been a lot of reports of Haitians being cited around the country, you know, and among right. those that are coming across the southern border. But now, this situation in Haiti, I would not put it past the deep state to be part of the agitating of Haiti for the sake of creating the chaos to create more immigrants and more, you know, violence coming out of Haiti and hitting American shores. The Dominican Republic, they've got it down. They're building a 12-foot tall border wall right now to protect them from Haitian gangs.
Wow.
Now, this island has two nations on it. And you can literally see the, well, I saw a satellite image several years ago. You could see the difference. Dominican Republic is on the east side. Haiti is on the west side.
Right.
And you could see from satellite images, the Dominican Republic is all green and lush, and it's brown and desolate on the Haitian side.
Right.
Something to note about those cultures. Dominican Republic is largely Christian.
Yep.
Haiti is largely made up of witchcraft.
And voodoo.
Voodoo, yep. All kinds of, you know, witch doctors, satanic rituals, cannibalism, human sacrifice, and so on.
Right.
So it's spiritually dark, and the land is cursed because of it. And conversely, on the Dominican Republic side, it's the land is blessed. And so there's, I mean, what a stark contrast right there.
Right. Right in one little island, you can see such a distinction. Well, and also, you know, of course, Haiti is the way it is thanks to both Biden and Trudeau and their policy in Haiti for the past 3 years.
Right.
It's just, I mean, it's totally destroying and, well, has destroyed, I would say, and turned everything into complete chaos there. And that is just what these horrible people do.
They destroy
everything. And look at our nation. We're not too far behind Haiti right now, the way that we're going.
No.
And so, yeah, it's quite striking to see them both working together, and that's the product.
And this is what we are going to stand against.
Yep.
Fearlessly and boldly.
That's right.
So, all right, guys. Well, remember the Republic in your prayers. Pray for Israel. Stay vigilant. Be safe. Go armed everywhere. And join us tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. right here.
That's right. You all have a wonderful Wiffle Bat Wednesday. And blessings to all of you Christian patriots out there.